Hello and welcome back to the Space News Pod, a daily podcast about space, science, and tech. I'm your host, Will Walden, and on this episode, we're going to be talking about Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos, the guy that runs Amazon, super billionaire, richest dude ever. He has a space rocket company called Blue Origin, and they have plans to build a giant rocket like everybody else, it seems like these days, NASA, SpaceX, and Blue Origin, Boeing, ULA, you know, they all have their giant rockets. And Blue Origin is actually in contract with NASA to build a human landing system for the Artemis program. And the Artemis program is NASA's program to send the next people to the surface of the moon. This should be happening by 2024 if all goes well. NASA needs to get the Space Launch System in place, which is their gigantic rocket. And once they get that in place, they already have the Orion capsule being worked on, and the capsule will be ferrying the people on top of this giant candlestick to the moon. But they need to get down to the surface of the moon. And that's what Blue Origin is going to be working on with their new partners. So they have a national team of partners. Now, they just released this information. They're going to be teaming up with Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Draper. So Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Draper all have experience with space flight systems, launch vehicles, orbital logistics, deep space missions, interplanetary navigation, in planetary landings. And some of these companies have been working on, or they have worked on the Apollo program in the past. So they know what it's like to land things on other worlds, other planets. And this is a really big deal for Blue Origin, because if they did it themselves, they'd have to hire tons and tons of new people to do this system. But instead they said, hey, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Draper, you already know how to do this. Look, man, you know how to do this. And we don't really know what's up. We kind of do, but we don't have the expertise. We don't have the people. We don't have the logistics in place to get this done. So come on board. We can make this next vehicle that will be landing human beings on the surface of the moon by 2024. So Blue Origin is the prime contractor, lead program manager, systems engineer, safety and mission assurance, and mission and engineering, while providing the descent element that is based on the multi-year development of the Blue Moon Lander and its BE-7 engine. That's what Blue Origin will be doing. Lockheed Martin will be developing the reusable ascent element vehicle, and it leads crewed flight operations and training. Basically, hey, these are the people that are going to be doing this. The astronauts that are going to be doing this. So, crewed flight operations and training. They're going to be training people to do these things. Northrop Grumman will provide the transfer element vehicle that brings the landing system down towards the moon. That's crucial. If they don't get it right, disaster can strike. But Northrop Grumman has a track record, a very proven track record for decades of getting these things right. And that's why Blue Origin went with Northrop Grumman on this sort of system. Draper is in charge of descent guidance and provides the flight avionics. So basically the computer systems, all the systems that will be in place. So these other systems from Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Blue Origin will talk to each other and do their jobs. Bob Smith, who is the Blue Origin CEO, said, national challenges call for a national response. We are humbled and inspired to lead this deeply committed team that will land NASA astronauts on the moon. Combining our partner's heritage with our advanced work on the Blue Moon Lander and its BE-7 engine, our team is looking forward to working with NASA in support of the Artemis program. So they're working together. All these companies are working together to do this really cool thing. And when this happens, if this all happens like it's supposed to by 2024, we're going to get some really cool stuff out of it. There's going to be a lot of sciencing going on the moon. There's going to be a lot of exploration. Things that robots can't do that people can do very quickly. Like something as simple as picking up a rock, looking at it, going, that's not the rock I want, tossing it back on the ground. That would take a human, how long did it take me to explain it? It would take less time than that. Take about 20 seconds to do that. A robot, you have to send it a signal, which there's latency between the Earth and the Moon. Not much, but there's a little bit of time between the Earth and the Moon. You send up that signal, and then you go, hey, or you have to see it first, actually. You have to see the rock and go, ooh, that's cool. That's about 5 feet away. I have to drive my really slow rover 5 feet, make sure I don't run into anything. And then when I get there, I have to examine it, look at it, see if it's pick-upable. And if it's pick-upable, that's a real word now, you use your robot, whatever the robot has on it, to do the science to see if that's the thing that you want. Instead of just looking at it and going like, not the thing that I want. The robot has to do the science on board of the science experiment kit, which is on the rover. So it could take, depending on what the thing is they're going after, it could take months to figure out the combinations of the elements that are inside of this rock. But somebody could just look at it and go like, this is just a normal moon rock. So that being said, when all these systems are in place, Blue Origin, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Draper, when they send people back to the moon in 2024, it's going to be some cool stuff. And I'll be right there to tell you about it if you subscribe to the show. So make sure to hit that subscribe button. And I want to say thank you to NordVPN. You can go to nordvpn.com/spacenewspod to help out the show. If you want a secure internet connection, they basically make a pipeline from your device to whatever you're sending it to. So there's a secure encrypted pipeline between you and the recipient of that information. Go to nordvpn.com/spacenewspod and get a huge discount on your plan. Also, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon. One more thing. I have another podcast. It is the Elon Musk Pod. So go check that out if you like Elon Musk and all of his companies. Because on this show, I do SpaceX, Blue Origin, NASA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Could be, 50 different topics. Over there, it's only SpaceX, boring company, Tesla, etc. Just Elon Musk stuff and Elon Musk himself if he does a talk, those kind of things. So make sure to check that out. Check out Elon Musk Pod. It's like a cartoon head of Elon Musk. I think it's pretty goofy, but pretty awesome. I think he'd like it. And the background is red of that icon. So check it out or search for my name, Will Walden. So thanks so much again for all of your support. You are amazing. And my friends, I will see you soon.